Come in.
Oh my God. Oh my God, it's Colby.
You have a nasty habit of surviving. Well, you know what they say about the fittest?
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, that means it is time for one more episode of Young Persons Radio with me, your host, Colby Smith, here on Radio Free Brooklyn! We're fired up this morning! We are fired up this morning, y'all! It is time for another episode. This is Young Persons Radio right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am your host, Colby Smith. This is the only program on the airwaves where you, the listener, are guaranteed to be cooler than the host. And I got two guests in the studio today who are 1,000,000% cooler than me every day they wake up and just breathe their first breaths. This is the first live show of the day. We are kicking off 13 straight hours of talk shows right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We are followed by Points of Order, the only sports talk show you should be listening to. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I am trying to get into baseball this year. Every year I say, you know what, this is it. This is the time I'm going to get into baseball. And I took two big steps this week. I followed the Orioles on Twitter, and I printed out their schedule. And I put it up on my wall in my room to remind myself to listen to a game. Have I listened to a game yet? No! But there are a bunch left. There are a bunch left. I'm trying to go. I'm trying to watch them. Here's what I know. I can say this in any conversation about baseball or about the Orioles. I can say, yeah, that Manny Machado, he's a really terrific shortstop / third baseman. That's my go-to line now for baseball conversations. But I didn't have one of those before, so I feel like we're making progress. We're making progress. Have I proved that you're all cooler than me yet? I feel like it's a race to see how quickly I can do it every episode. And I think I'm winning. I don't know who wins in that race, but I think I'm winning it this morning. Guys, happy Easter. It's Easter Sunday. All very excited about that, I'm sure. To go on some Easter egg hunts. I also realize that I'm saying hello not only to all of my listeners, but to all of your families this morning, because you're all at home. Probably you might be at home, you might be here in New York, you know, without, but if you're at home, I know exactly how every conversation went this morning, and it was, well, we got to get up for church, let's all get ready. Wait, let's go to the later service. Kolb's on at 10. I know that's exactly how it went. We're live this week. I was out last week. There was a rerun, even though we were supposed to do a pre-recorded episode. The pre-recorded episode with the first returning guest of the show, Matt Strickland, is up on the archive. So I would encourage you to check that out. It did not air in this slot, but you can hear it in podcast form. I was in Pittsburgh last week. I went to Pittsburgh to go to PIX, Pittsburgh's Indie Comics Expo. My friend Max Winters and I worked on a comic book together for 3 years, and it is finally done. It's a collection of short stories. It's called 18 to 24, and I can't... this is a nonprofit station now. I'm going to talk to you about that a little bit later, but I cannot say go check that out. But if you want to learn more about it, if you do want to learn more about it, the way to do that would maybe or maybe not be to go to max-winters.com and check that out. Max, I wrote 3 of the 5 stories that are in it. Max wrote the other 2 and did all of the art for it. And it's really, really something. I'm very happy with the way it came out, and I think everybody would be very proud of it. I will say, though, that we go to PIX, which is like you set up, like, you're at a table with a bunch of other people who are selling their stuff. And we were there for like 8 hours. It was like a 10 to 6 day with hardly any breaks. And we sold a couple things. You know, we did pretty well. But I realized two things. Number one, a lot of people go to those just to chat with you about comics they like and not necessarily buy what you're selling. It was a lot of like, hey, like, what do you read? And as a guy who just wrote a comic book, I don't read a ton of comic books. So I was just like naming things from like several years ago, and the guy was like visibly disappointed that I couldn't like hold court in conversation about comics despite like setting myself up as an expert behind the table. And the other thing I learned is that a way to hand out your own work is to go to these things and chat up the vendors and just like force your stuff on. I came away with so many things that people who weren't selling like just came and just like handed their stuff out. And this one guy was so like salesman about it. He came up to us and he looked like George Carlin. And I'm not like cool George Carlin, like George Carlin in Thomas the Tank Engine, George Carlin. And he walks up and he's like talking to us, and Max goes, his attitude is like, he seems like very above this whole thing that's going on. And Max goes, well, what are you reading right now that you're like excited about? And this guy goes, well, I'll tell you, the only thing I'm excited about is what I'm working on. And in one fluid motion, like, opens up his bag and with the same hand reaches in and pulls out two of his comic books and gives them to us. And I gotta say, it's pretty good. It's about a superhero, and he fights crime. So that's what I learned. Listen, Pittsburgh is a great city. If you're in Pittsburgh, I want a fan base in Pittsburgh. I went to the Andy Warhol Museum while I was there. Did not know this about Andy Warhol. In the mid-'80s, hosted an MTV show. It was called Andy Warhol's 15 Minutes, and it was like an interview show. And boy, is that something. Boy, is that something. I also want to remind everybody. This is a big announcement. Big announcement. We have a new call-in number here at Radio Free Brooklyn, and that number is 904-606-0842, which is 606-0842 is a famous B-52s song, apparently. So use that number to call in throughout the show, and I very much encourage you to do so. 904-606-0842. We are going to take a short break, and then I will be back with my guests. They are Trevor Lyon and Marie Gazapas. I will be back shortly. are back, back on Young Persons Radio right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Colby Smith. I am your host. I want to mention to everybody that Radio Free Brooklyn is now a registered nonprofit. This is a nonprofit radio station that you are supporting with your listenership right now. So if you want to learn how to support the station more financially, you should go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. That's radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. We don't run any ads. We're a nonprofit station. We operate completely independently. So if you want to support our mission and supporting the community, you can check us out at that website. If you want to sponsor this show in particular, which helps us kind of take care of the administrative costs of keeping this thing on the air, you can go to rfb.nyc/YPR and click on the link at the bottom of the page right next to our archive that says sponsor this show. That's rfb.nyc/YPR. And I also want to mention that our great partner, Secondhand Records, is still located right above us at 1345 DeKalb Avenue. I think they're open today. It's Easter, but they've got a terrific selection at competitive prices, and they make great Easter gifts. So swing on by this afternoon and pick something up as a last-minute gift for your loved one. Now, my guest today, where to begin with these credits? They are the creators and stars of the web series Heart Street Lemonade Stand, as well as scores of other videos to be found online. They are also two of the co-hosts of the Wine Teeth podcast, on which I have appeared. and one of them hosts the show Herbert's Video Store on the first Monday of every month at Legion Bar in Williamsburg. Please welcome to the program Trevor Lyon and Marika Zappas.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for coming today.
Yeah. Can we add one more plug?
Yeah, sure. Channel 101?
Channel 101.
Yeah, I was getting to that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, but by all means.
Yeah, that's it. Channel 101.
Channel 101 at the UCB East.
Yep.
Second Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you guys run it now.
Mm-hmm.
What does that entail?
Hosting different UCB shows to get the word out. And planning.
Have you really?
Theme.
Have you had to
yeah,
do that?
We're hosting yeah. Lloyd Night this Wednesday.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we did one Maud Night too.
Did you? Oh my God, yeah. I can't believe it.
So come to Lloyd Night this Wednesday. Yeah, we finally made it. Lloyd Night.
Plugging other yeah. shows at the theater. No, but it's a video competition show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The audience votes on the one that they like the most, and the winner gets to come back the following week with like a new episode.
Five winners.
Oh, five winners. Okay.
Five winners
okay.
and five die.
Yeah.
Five die?
Five go home.
Five get canceled.
Five yeah. kick the bucket.
Yeah.
But you guys do, I mean, you're currently doing, you're working on a new season of Heart Street Lemonade Stand,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing a bunch of other
yeah.
things in the meantime.
Oh, yeah.
Such as?
Well, our current show at Channel 101 is Conversations Overheard in New York City.
Yo.
Yeah, baby. So that's fun. It's just wacky convos. You know, different things that you hear around the city,
mm-hmm.
but they're all fake.
Right. Yeah. And you guys record them,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
We do, yeah.
Yeah. I forgot to ask you before we came back on for which one of these you wanted me to play.
That's true. We can do one.
Honestly, any of them would be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep talking while I search.
You got it.
So yeah. I assume that, so you, Trevor, I've known you a little longer than Marika, and
yeah.
for as long as I have known you, you've been doing videos pretty much, like since the Bureau days.
Yeah.
Has that been something you've wanted to do this whole, like comedically this whole time?
I think it morphed into that,
mm-hmm.
because we did like improv stuff, and then it's nice to have something that doesn't go away immediately after you do it.
Yeah.
And so videos is nice with that, and it's a lot of different, not skills, but, you know, things you got to do and learn in order to make a video.
Right.
Which is fun.
Right.
And, you know, you don't have to go to shows all the time. You can just put a video up online and no one will watch it.
Yeah. No one will watch it.
Yeah.
And, but you'll have this amazing, like, I'm looking at the Trevor Lyon YouTube page right now.
Yeah.
It's meaty.
And it just scrolls and scrolls and scrolls.
Yeah. There's a lot.
There's, which one of these should we, I want to play one. Me and My Brother? That's the most recent one.
Yeah, oh, that's different.
That's different?
That's almost, there's almost no audio in that. So.
Oh, great. okay, perfect. This
you
is...
should watch it. It's some little potato people. That is one of my first forays into animation. So
oh, really?
I'm pretty proud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. Which one do you think is good?
What are you saying? Either the second one or the most recent one?
Yeah. Do the massage one. The massage one is fun. Because okay. The newest one is not up there. Yeah.
Okay. And this is on your.
Yeah, it's Coin NYC.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Massage.
It's an acronym.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Here
it
we
makes
go.
It really easy to find that acronym.
Here we go. We're bringing them up.
So we'll have to read this first part. Cause
conversations overheard in New York City. The following conversation was overheard in New York City. The voices have been altered to protect the anonymity of the speakers who were recorded without their knowledge or permission. The conversations have been paired with a composite video footage from a number of different scenes from iconic television shows, all taking place in New York City.
What are you doing tonight? You want to hang?
Oh, I can't. I'm actually getting a massage later.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I always get a coupon from this one place for my birthday, so I go and get a massage.
That's cool.
It's fine. The place is kind of fancy, so it's like a fun thing.
Yeah, I've never gotten a massage.
Oh, really? You should try it. It's like really nice and it feels really good.
Yeah, I've heard that. And my cousin's a physical therapist, and he talks a lot about how good it is for you.
Oh, that's cool. My cousin's a physical therapist, too.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, my cousin loves it.
Yeah, mine, too. It was his dream. Anyway, you should go get a massage.
I'm worried they do a happy ending.
What?
I'm worried they do a happy ending.
They do a happy ending?
Yeah, like they give me a tuggy or something. Like a tug job.
A tuggy?
All those places like give you happy endings. Like they give you a tuggy after.
What? No, they don't.
I'm worried they'd tug me off.
They're not gonna tug you off. You'd have to ask them or something, and then they would say no and probably kick you out.
I think they just start, like, it's a massage, and then they give you a tuggy, and then I'd have to, like, ask them to stop, and it'd be super awkward.
That's not gonna happen. They don't do that.
They might, though. And if I have to say stop, it'll be awkward and rude, and I hate being rude.
You're not gonna be being rude. That's sexual harassment, and they're not gonna do it anyway.
It's like assumed that you get a tuggy when you book a massage.
No, it's not. These people went to school for this. They aren't going to just tuggy you.
I bet it wouldn't get hard and be like embarrassing and awkward.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I just know I wouldn't and it would be weird. And what if they only speak a different language?
What?
Like what if they're Chinese?
What?
Like how do you say no thank you, no tuggy in Mandarin?
What are you talking about? No one is gonna give you a tug job or a happy ending. Not a Chinese person or anyone.
You don't know that. I know I wouldn't get hard for it though.
Please stop.
I don't always get super hard.
Stop. We're in a Michael's craft supply store.
People in Michael's know about tuggies.
Just pick your goddamn yarn so we can get out of here.
They don't have pure wool here.
Oh my god. Then why did we come to Michael's? We should have gone to a boutique or something.
You can't beat these prices.
The line is so long. Let's just go.
Fine. But wait, are you going to get a tuggy at your massage?
No!
Oh my god. Oh, good gravy.
That's just a classic conversation.
That's very funny.
The types of conversations you hear every day here in New York City.
I coworkers of mine have shared that same fear. Like I think you're hitting on something that's in the zeitgeist, you guys.
It's funny, that one in particular, I won't say who, but a friend of ours was the inspiration for that because they actually expressed that was a fear that they had.
Yeah.
So I think it is a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never gotten a massage.
No, I haven't either. Yeah.
I would go, though. I'd go.
I don't know if I really would want to go. Not because of
well,
that.
Yeah.
Not because of that necessarily, but I think it would be, I don't know, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, like a stranger, mm-hmm. like, touching you.
Just, like, rubbing you down.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. See, I don't know. I have to go in order to decide whether it would feel uncomfortable for me. Although, I have gone this long without... trying it, so maybe there is something that is holding me back unconsciously.
I think they're real nice.
I think you can start with
Marika goes every week.
I go every week. I don't, but that coupon thing is true. There's this place that does send me a coupon every year on my birthday that's like 50% off a massage, so that's when I go. And my grandma growing up, which I never really thought about until just now, had this woman named Maltzy who used to come to her house
Maltzy?
And give her a massage like every week or every month. Maltzy would give her a massage. But then at some point, Maltzy stopped coming because she ran off with this man whose mistress she had been.
Whoa.
That is
and
so
there was
Maltzy.
No more Maltzy. It's a classic Maltzy.
Fucking classic Maltzy.
She like so she would come to
my grandma's house.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Big time massager in my family. I guess it's just in my blood.
Yeah. There's one episode of Mad Men where Bert Cooper is getting a massage in his office, and I thought that is the height of luxury.
That's true.
904-606-0842 is the number. 904-606-0842 if you want to call in, and I suggest you do so. Now, there are two things that I know about you guys.
Yeah.
You love Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
And you love Pawn Stars.
Yeah, Marika especially loves that stuff. Yeah, that's true, though I haven't seen as much Pawn Stars lately.
Well, what if I told you
oh boy,
that Bob Dylan once appeared on Pawn Stars?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
I have
before?
Seen this.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Well, I'm going
to
play
I'm
it.
Happy to hear it again.
I'm going to play it. It's I'm going to play strange. It. It's so strange. So before I play, so Chumlee, the star, heart, and head of Pawn Stars, gets assigned with getting an autographed copy of Self Portrait. One of the worst Bob Dylan albums.
Yes.
And he decides he's going to carry it around Las Vegas, where Bob Dylan is doing a show.
Yeah.
To see if he can find Bob Dylan. And this is the result. There's that theme.
Yeah.
Go to Caesars and find Bob Dylan? That place is huge. But I don't care what it takes. I'm going to get him to sign Rick's album. Excuse me. You guys seen Bob Dylan?
No, man.
No, man.
Nobody says, hey, why do you want to know where Bob Dylan is? Or what do you mean, where's Bob Dylan? They're just like, nah.
Yeah,
we haven't seen him.
Or like, hey, aren't you Chumlee from Pawn Stars? We all know about it since we're in Las Vegas right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So he keeps going.
Classic Chumlee gumption here.
He's just walking around clutching the album.
I love to watch a series of just Chumlee walking around, to be honest.
And then he says out loud to himself, I gotta get that signature. He's also just taking in Las Vegas. Oh, and then he goes, there he is. There's Bob Dylan.
How you doing?
Okay.
I was wondering if I could trouble you for a signature here.
Unbelievable.
Literally, it's unbelievable.
It's so, yeah.
I don't believe it.
It's
so strange.
Isn't it not really?
Oh. Well.
This is your album, right?
Yeah. I think I see that. I don't have a pen.
Oh, I think I see that.
I don't have a, he says, I don't have a pen.
Oh. Right. Of course he doesn't.
Oh. How did you find me here?
I knew you were doing a show, and I just figured I'd walk around until I found you.
Oh. Well, that's
Bob Dylan famously walks around every city he goes to for hours before his show.
It's how he gets the inspiration for his first tune.
I guess so, yeah. Anything else you want me to say?
He's just make it out to Chumlee, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
He knows how to spell Chumlee.
Yeah, yep.
This really means a lot to my boss.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Dylan.
Good luck to you.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, it's now revealed in that shot that they're right next to Bob Dylan's tour bus.
Yeah.
He walks onto a bus. So here's what happened, I think, in that moment.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan was in Las Vegas and said, I love Pawn Stars. I'm going to call these guys up and see if they can get me on the show.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
And then I think this was all his idea to do this thing where just like have people ask people
if
they've seen me.
That's crazy. Yeah, because I always thought of it that like they would reach out to him, which seems crazy that they would do that.
Yeah.
But obviously someone reached out to someone and they said yes. And they're like, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
It is. So I kind of like it. Cause
we sure it's the real Bob Dylan?
That one is
100%.
Because they did that with Prince, and it was just like a very good impersonator guy.
And they
Prince.
Said it was Prince?
They did like the whole thing, and then it was revealed that it wasn't actually because they send him out to get like Prince again, and you see him from like behind, and he's like, "Is that Prince?" Because he's got like the like purple suit on and everything.
That's how so Prince walks around.
Exactly, yeah. And then he gets to like a restaurant with him, and you can see that it's not actually Prince.
My sister saw Prince in the Newark airport with no makeup on.
Really?
Yeah, that was. That's...
She should have gotten Chumlee on the phone.
Wow.
Yeah, she tried to call Chumlee, but it was he couldn't get there quick enough.
But I do like it. It's like Bob Dylan is even more, he's so deep in the American culture that he's He's on Pawn Stars.
He's on Pawn Stars.
Folk hero, Bob Dylan.
I would love it if Bob Dylan had no idea what Pawn Stars was, and they called him and were like, you think you want to be on the show? And I was like, oh, yeah. That sounds so cool.
Well, because the thing also is, how old is he now? You know,
he's 70.
Yeah, so he's like a 70-year-old man, so like he might enjoy watching Pawn Stars.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
See, that's why I think that this was his idea.
That he was like, oh, that would be so awesome.
That he called him up, he's like, yeah, he called him up and was like, hey, I love your show. And they said something like, yeah, if you're ever in Las Vegas, feel free to swing by. And he's like, I'll do you one better. I'll come on the show.
I'm in Las Vegas right now.
Guys, we got some calls coming in here.
All right.
Here's our, I'm going to patch our first one through here. Caller, welcome to the program.
Is that me?
Yes, it is you. Hello.
Hi, it's Marta.
Oh, good. It's Marta. Yeah. Marta, how are you this morning?
I'm good. You have like a fancy phone system now.
We do. We got a new phone system so that the phone doesn't just ring and then immediately pick up and distract everybody of what's going on. I can actually see the calls come in. It's great.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. We're moving up.
Oh, we moving up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the air with me and Trevor and Marika, by the way.
Hi, Marta.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Marta.
Hi. I feel like I already know you from listening into the show these past number of weeks.
Oh, okay. So do you guys know about Soy Bomb?
Soy Bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah, Soy Bomb ruining Bob Dylan's Grammy performance.
You know that you guys know about that, right?
Well,
I don't know about this.
Yeah, this is 1998.
Oh, God. He's a friend
Grammys.
Of mine, so it was an incredible. You guys have to see it.
Hold on.
So
he's a friend of yours?
You know Soy Bomb?
Yeah, I do. I know Soy Bomb.
Wow. Okay.
He's my friend.
He's your. You say he's your friend. How regularly do you guys talk?
It's like you and I, Colby. You and I are friends.
Every week? You talk to Soy Bomb?
No.
Okay.
No. Actually, I used to do some like theater stuff or whatever. Not really, but and he was. We were all part of this like thing in the Lower East Side a long time ago.
Yeah. So I know he was like a performance art guy in the city at that point. So like I've like Todd Barry has talked about running into him. At shows at that point.
Yeah.
So yeah. So just for our listeners who don't know, so Bob Dylan, 1997 comes out with this album, Time Out of Mind.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Like his big this big comeback album.
Yeah.
Like the late in life masterpiece is like.
Yeah.
And so he gets nominated for all these Grammys, and he's going to perform a song at the Grammys, and this guy Soy Bomb, like comes on stage while Bob Dylan is performing. And like does this like dance?
Wait, let me tell a story. Let me tell the
story. Go ahead. Yes.
So they, him and his friends were, you know, and we're also our friend. We're trying to figure out how to make this happen. So he got hired as a, you know, like a guy who stands in the back of Bob Dylan and snaps his fingers and so happy to see him play. And then he's like, okay, but I don't know what to do. Like, I want to do something, but and then they were trying to think of different things. And so, you know, he's like standing in back, snapping his fingers. Bob Dylan is performing, and he's like unbuttoning his shirt. You can see it. He's like unbuttoning his shirt, and then he has Soy Bomb written on his shirt. And he does this insane dance right next to Bob Dylan.
Like right, literally right next. You've got it. Everybody should watch this clip because while Bob Dylan was performing, they've set the stage up where there's this like group of people behind the band.
Yeah.
All just kind of like dancing along to the like weird bluesy riff that Bob Dylan's doing. So Soy Bomb comes up and he's just like really like flailing around the stage, literally like closer to Bob Dylan than you and I are right now.
Wow.
And Bob Dylan keeps playing and he keeps glancing over at him.
It's completely
he gets dragged out by security.
Yeah, but Bob Dylan is completely unfazed that this is happening. He just kind of like goes over and then like looks back out at the camera.
Yeah. Oh.
And just like keeps singing.
That's great.
is great.
My friend has a theory.
It's amazing.
My friend like said this thing about Bob Dylan all the time. That, like, he's been around for so long and like gone through so much in terms of like his cultural relevance and like people like liking and hating him, that it's possible that he just like hates everyone and just like, I don't know, he's so removed from everything that he's just like in his own world.
Yeah.
I like to think
he doesn't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
He does not give a crap.
What were we going to say, Trev?
I like to think that's the moment that he was like, I got to get on Pawn Stars. I got to meet Jim Lee. Chill out.
Jim Lee's the one man is, left in this world.
If this is all I got going,
for.
Then I got to get on Jim Lee. See Jim Lee. Oh, man. Marta, that's it. So was he, were you like around when he was like, yeah, I think I'm going to do this thing?
No. I moved away and then came back, and that was like right when I was still living in Seattle at the time, and I was watching it. I watched it.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
And then when I got to New York, and then met him and a bunch of friends and stuff. Blah blah blah. Yeah.
So, Marta, I hope I'm not prying too much, but were you in the music scene in the city? I don't know why this is a funny question, but I'm genuinely curious.
No. I don't know. I don't want to lie to you. So.
Okay. Let's see.
I gotta keep my anonymity. I gotta like.
Sure.
But whatever.
Sure. No.
Maybe.
That's fine.
Let's say maybe.
I don't want to listen, if I'm too close to revealing the mystery, I would much rather keep you as the enigma to me that you are.
Okay, good. Me too.
Although,
can keep this going forever.
Although every week I'm now going to guess a band that you were in. Marta.
Okay, let me just tell you.
Okay,
can
go
I
ahead.
Tell you one more thing?
Yes.
Okay, so I was sitting on a stoop and... it's great because, like, I can totally tell you the truth. This is, I love this because I can, like, it's, like, so great for, anyway, I'm sitting on the stoop in, on St. Mark's, and this guy comes out of an apartment building. He's, like, all dressed in a suit. He's all stuffy. And he's got his daughter with him. This is a conversation's overheard in New York.
Okay.
Anyone
can do what you guys
I'm
do.
Sitting there, it's like, okay, whatever, like, waiting for a friend to come out of the, out of the donut shop or whatever, and then so he's like, he comes out, he's like, he's got his daughter with him, and they're like, oh, honey, look, there's a sale at Calvin Klein. You should probably look into this. You need some new clothes. And she's like, oh, Daddy, you love to shop. And then he's like, no, honey, I don't love to shop. I just know that, you know, you need work clothes. And if Calvin Klein is having a sale, then, you know, we should really jump on it. And then she's like, oh, let's just talk about like our trip that we're having this weekend with Grandma. And I'm just like, oh God, kill me.
Wow. She took care of a lot of exposition in her lines in this story.
Yeah. It's an interesting father-daughter. Relationship.
That would never happen in the 80s with some guy coming out of the apartment with a daughter that has got, I can't deal.
Yeah, listen, no one hates rich people more than me. I'm a very amenable audience to this, but
no!
I imagine you've seen the city change a lot since you were in Blondie.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if you do guess it, I will. I have to tell you the truth.
If I do what?
No, not that one.
If you guess it.
If I guess it,
but
okay,
anyway,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. That's a deal.
Yeah, I will tell you.
Marta, real quick.
The city has changed. It's awful, and whatever. I still love it. I'm heading out to Bear Mountain for Easter picnic.
Wait, say that again. Easter picnic.
I'm heading out to Bear Mountain for an Easter picnic right now.
Oh, good. Well, enjoy the holiday, and please call again next week. I'll have another guest ready.
Okay, sounds great.
Thanks, Marta.
Bye,
we'll
guys.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Marta.
Wow.
Bye.
The mystery passed.
I know.
The mystery passed to Marta. We got one more call here.
Another layer.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Caller, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Colby.
Good morning. Is this Kintad?
Yeah, this is Kintad, and I'm very confused this morning.
You're confused. Okay,
hi,
so
Trevor and Marika.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm confused because I didn't know on the phone that you could hear the show, and for a good 30 seconds, I was like talking as part of the conversation you were just having.
Oh, really?
Before I realized, well, I was like, "Why does Marty keep talking over me?"
Well, what did you want to say?
Well, I was calling because I hadn't watched this show, Pawn Stars,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking it up. I don't see anything about this guy Chumley. Is this the show on National Geographic about people who build ponds?
No.
No.
No, this is it's History Channel.
It's PAWN.
They build pond. Are
but
you doing
I am intrigued.
Pond?
No, there's a show. Look up Pond Stars, PLND.
Oh my god.
Are you saying there's something different?
Pond Stars? They build. I thought you meant they build pawns like in chess. Oh my god.
No.
Oh my god.
No,
Kintad,
they build pawns in your backyard.
You're. There actually is a show.
Wow.
Called Pond Stars on Nat Geo Wild.
Which one was first?
Oh, Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars
definitely
been on for.
Okay, here's the description. Pond Stars follows the wild world of pond building. As this talented team transforms uninspired spaces into water feature wonderlands, bringing wildlife, I don't know why I said it that way, wildlife into backyards and public areas all across America.
I would watch this.
I am about to watch.
And there's no Chumley?
Not
no, Chumley.
That show.
It's not yeah.
Chumley, we're talking pawn like PAWN.
Yeah.
And they have like a pawn shop in Las Vegas.
They
appraise all these old items that people bring in.
If you just search Chumley, C H U M L E E, you are certain to find him.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Okay, sorry, guys. That was it.
I'm glad you could call in and clarify. Also, because I'm about to watch every episode of Pawn Stars.
I'm getting into Pawn Stars.
All right, guys. Have a good morning. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, Kintad. We'll talk soon. Kintad is a very funny sketch comedian.
Okay.
An improviser.
I got worried he was fucking with us.
I thought.
Yeah.
Thank
the same
God he
thing.
Was not.
I thought the same thing.
Thank God.
What is this? One more call.
Yes.
I'm going to guess this is Tim Keck. And if it's not, I don't know what I'm going to do. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hey, Colby.
I knew it.
Yeah.
This is Tim.
Hey,
this is
I went ahead.
You went ahead?
You went ahead and hung right up.
I went ahead. I tried Googling that show you guys were talking about. And I think I found it. It's about like some giant shrimp.
Oh,
yep.
No, Tim.
Not Prawn Stars.
Not Prawn Stars.
There is chum in it. There is a lot of. I guess it would be considered Chumley.
And this is why this is why the audience loves Tim Keck.
Tim Keck.
He shows up and he brings it.
Hey, I would watch that show
all the time.
Tim, now for people who don't know, this guy calls the show every week. He's my most loyal caller, and he always has something. He always brings something to the table. He once called in saying he will take pictures at your shows with his Nikon Coolpix.
Oh, nice.
What's on your mind this morning, Tim?
What's on my mind this morning?
Yeah.
Easter. Man, I don't know. Yeah. I don't have.
Give us the Easter rep.
You just really talked about how I was coming in hot, and I got nothing, Colby. I don't know. I'm here. I'm not. I didn't go to church. I turned my back on my faith. I'm curious. The new religion that I have found is the church that Vin built.
Oh, did you see that?
And pushes it to the limit. No, I'm going to see it today. I'm so excited.
Gotcha.
Are you seeing it?
Fate.
Just regular? Or are you seeing it in 3D, 4D, max around? Any of that good stuff?
Are we talking about the fate of the Furious?
Sucks. Yeah.
Okay. I hate 3D. 3D is a waste of time.
What about 4D?
Not a fan.
What about 4DX?
4D's great. 4D, is
though.
The most fun because 4D, they always want you like moving and shaking. Like I saw Avengers in 4D.
Yeah.
And there were definitely parts of the movie that did not need any 4D. And so it's like, you know, your chair shakes the same from like a massive explosion as it does from somebody opening or slamming like a car door.
Mm-hmm.
Like during the scenes when nothing's going on.
Yeah.
So it gets pretty pretty hectic during like the monotony of like stuff.
Yeah, I saw Manchester by the Sea in 4DX. There was
a
lot.
Yeah, how was that?
No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. I haven't seen it. I haven't been to a 4DX, but they sound cool.
Yeah, like when he's talking about what is it? His son, his brother's son is dead.
Right.
His brother
I haven't
dead.
Seen it,
Who's
so don't
dead?
Spoil
don't
it. But
spoil
that's
it.
The trailer. That's in the trailer.
Somebody dies.
His brother dies, and he has to take care of his son.
His brother dies. He has to take care of the son. So like, so it's like Manchester by the Sea in Smell-O-Vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stinky
just,
up there.
They're just shoveling fish into the theater the whole time.
you can smell death at the beginning of the movie.
I went to the Heineken factory. And they have a little 4D movie there.
Do they really?
Yeah, and they spray a tiny bit of, I mean, it's probably water, but you think it's beer at you, and you shake. You pretend to be a little beer bubble on a journey to becoming beer. And I had a great time. I recommend it to everyone.
Where is the Heineken factory?
It's in Amsterdam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
but
of
it's
course.
Well worth the trip just for that. I'd say everybody hop on your favorite flight site.
Spray beer on you.
And you get a tiny beer spray.
Do you get a free sample at the end of the tour?
Yeah, you do get a nice... Well, you can... Oh, that's another fun thing. You get a thing and you can choose to either get one super cold Heineken or two regular cold Heinekens.
Oh,
you gotta get two regular cold. Maybe you gotta get the super cold.
Yeah, see, you think it's obvious, but it's not.
Like a slushy.
Tim Heineken, yay or nay?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I drink a Heineken. You know what? Why aren't there beer slushies? Why isn't that a thing?
I'm sure there are.
Tim, you wanna open up a shop?
Yeah.
Tim, let's open up a shop.
Yeah, we can open it up right next to the ocean so the prawn stars can come in whenever they want.
All right, Tim, thanks for calling.
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty hungover today, Colby. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
That's
thanks,
cool, dude.
Thanks for bringing it, Tim.
I'm sorry I let you down.
you didn't let me down. Tim, we'll talk this week, okay?
Too bad. Okay, let's hang out sometime. When are you free?
You know, sometime. What about tomorrow or Tuesday during the day?
You guys hanging out?
Hey, you guys hanging out during the day?
You guys want to hang out?
Yeah, let's hang out during the day.
Okay. Get some.
Yeah, you guys want to see Fast and Furious tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight? I'd go tonight.
Yeah.
In 4DX.
Yeah? Are we all going tonight?
Let's do it.
We might be.
I'll text you guys.
Okay. Yeah, give me a text.
All right.
Do a group text.
All right, thanks, Tim.
Group text. Tim out. Bye.
Tim's out.
Tim's out.
Tim out.
One more call.
Yeah.
All right.
We're knocking him down, setting him up and knocking him down. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh
man.
Patrick
Wise. Oh, my goodness.
There he is.
Hey, guys. I was just Googling the show you guys were talking about. It's pretty interesting. It's about these people that park their car in their front yard. It's called lawn cars. It's pretty cool.
Long cars.
Long cars?
Lawn cars?
The lawn cars. The front yard.
Nice long cars.
They like cool cars. Cool old cars called lawn cars.
Long cars.
Chumley's in it.
Oh my goodness. This is Pat
anyway,
Wise.
I was gonna do the joke that Tim had, but then he took my joke, so I had to think of a new one.
Yeah. Well you did a great
you
job.
You got it, dude. Yeah.
I think lawn cars is the one
thanks,
that nailed it.
Pat,
thanks so much.
Are you in Philadelphia currently?
I'm actually on a train from Philadelphia to Baltimore for a brunch with my family for Easter for Jesus.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, yeah.
How nice.
Trains are lovely. Are you having a lovely time?
I can barely hear you guys.
Very cool. Very cool. Is it how's the train? Is it nice?
So I couldn't hear what Marika said.
Oh,
the train's fine.
Trains are lovely is all I said. I hope you're having a lovely train ride.
Yeah, trains are lovely. Well, you know, that's all I had.
Now, Pat, last night was in, he was in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
To perform in Disco Demolition Night, which we've talked about on the program before.
Yeah, let's promote other people's shows right now. Let's promote Lloyd Night again, too.
Come to Lloyd Night, I would say. We finally made it.
How was the show, Pat?
That was great. It was sold out. I was like, I was surprised that people came.
That's great.
Not that it's not a bad, it's a good show, but like, you know, I didn't know it had like a poll of an audience in it.
Yeah, I guess people in Philadelphia really hate disco.
Yeah.
And they're hungry for a platform that expresses that.
Exactly. Finally, the show for me. Pat, enjoy the rest of your trip. We'll talk this week.
Hey.
Yeah, we'll talk this week.
Yeah, we're going to hang out during the day sometime if you're interested.
If you're interested in a daytime hang. I work a lot during the day, but we can make it happen.
Cool. I'll see you guys during the daytime.
Okay. Bye. All right.
Fun.
There he goes.
That was a whirlwind.
There he goes. Yeah, that was rapid fire. Rapid fire calls. We're coming into the last like chunk of the show now. Last like 10 or 15 minutes or so.
The chunk.
Do you guys want to do a dramatic speech?
I would love to.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Who wants to go first?
Marika.
No.
I can go first. Okay. What is it about?
It can be about anything. It could be
an actual
speech or something you feel passionate about enough to grandstand about.
Okay. I got
you just,
one.
You just tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
This is the West Wing music, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. Colby, this is the year. This is your baseball year. You took the care to print out a schedule that is so easily accessible on so many apps online. Literally, one of the best apps I've ever used is the baseball app that has the schedule so easily found. And you printed out a hard copy and put it on your wall. And that's great because the O's are going to be good this year. Damn it. And Manny Machado is a cool guy. He's got a lot of tattoos. Recently married. His cleats have Skittles on the inside, and that's just very cool. It's true. It's very true. And so, let's go to some games and root for the Orioles, America's team. I'll say that now. And my, are they good? And so, it's our job as the West Wing to elevate discourse in America, not talk down. And that's pretty much all I got. I'm fizzling now.
Oh, that was great. That was great. That was wonderful.
Go Twins.
Go Twins indeed. Marika, do you want to do one?
I think I've got one.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready when you want.
Go ahead. When you step into the Heineken 4DX ride, they ask you to sit down in one of three pews, you could call them. It is, after all, the Church of Beer. You sit in the pew and they strap you in and they warn you if you have any conditions to be wary. I was wary for other reasons because I don't like roller coasters and I was nervous it would be too similar to a roller coaster. But it was not, and they take you on a journey from little seedling hop into the bubbles of the beer. And that's when they surprise you with that little spray. And as you shake around with your other hop friends, you begin to wonder, have I known these 10 other tourists all my life? And as they shake you down and have you shuttle out of the theater, you get a new hold on life, a new sense of purpose. And I knew with that tiny spray of water that even if it wasn't really beer, they had me for life. And I would make the foolish decision to get one super cold beer instead of two regular cold beers. West Wing's a boring show.
West Wing's tight. I knew you should get two instead of the one super cold one. That sounds like a ripoff.
I think the first couple seasons are good.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
First one or two.
Rick actually really likes it.
I just refuse to watch it.
Oh. Because it's boring?
This is boring.
It's not boring.
It's boring 90s politics.
It is kind of absurd to watch now and have them have all this reverence for the office of the president, given the current political climate. But that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah.
You guys are, we've talked a lot about The Sopranos before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No spoilers. I still have like 2 episodes left.
Oh, you have 2 left? Oh, wow. Okay.
Maybe
okay. Yeah.
4.
Well, you've seen most of, yeah. of what yeah. happens.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
In it. Yeah. Yeah. Our friend Justice Kibbe
sure.
was talking to me the other day about the point in the, I think it's the first season. Where Tony yells at Carmela because she got the wrong orange juice.
Yeah.
And he keeps going, I like the one that says shum pulp.
Yeah.
Shum pulp. And he's doing the, like, tough guy, like,
yeah.
like act
yeah.
about orange juice. And it's very funny.
It's very good.
You guys have favorite Tony Soprano moments?
Anything with young AJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
Young AJ is pretty great.
I love young AJ.
Apparently he would put like rocks in his shoes when he was acting because it would make him angry and like
oh
upset
not AJ
oh interesting
not AJ
James Gandolfini would
yeah.
oh interesting
yeah
wow
I read that
I don't really know much about the behind the scenes of the show other than that like David Chase was just like mad about how like because he like worked in TV for. Many years before The Sopranos and
yeah.
was just like mad about how bad it was like how bad all the TV shows were and just like I'm gonna make a good show and like wrote the pilot in like a fury
yeah
which I think is pretty cool
yeah,
I think
I'm
it's a good reason
did.
To make something
yeah
yeah it's true
mm.
good Sopranos. For him
great stuff how much time we got time for one more call and it looks like there's one waiting for us now so let's bring him on in here. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hey, happy to be here. Third time calling, long time listener.
Oh, my goodness.
My name's mm-hmm. John. I'm driving. I just heard you talking a bit about HBO shows, which I love. What I'm really digging right now is this cool show called Crashing. And I don't know a lot about comedy, but I feel like this show really kind of gets it. So I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Drive safely.
Drive safely.
Yeah, drive safe, John. Oh.
Colby's a big fan of Crashing.
You love Crashing, right?
Yeah, Colby's been, he's been already sort of talking to who he needs to talk to make sure there's another season.
Yeah.
Been,
yeah. Well, there is another season,
there's
right?
another season.
Oh, and another after.
And I'm sure it will win big at the Emmys.
Yeah, baby.
Just to needle me. This guy, John Hudson, knows how to wind me up. Knows how to wind me right up. I want to say, for the record, the Crashing sucks. Pete Holmes sucks.
And oh.
I would even go a step further to say, if you like Pete Holmes, you're a weenie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So take that to the bank.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now I'm mad.
Dude, get jacked up.
Listen, guys. We got stuff. I don't want to drag this show down to the depths with my mind for the end of the show. We got a couple minutes left. I'm going to ask you some quick either or questions.
Oh, cool.
As I do with all my guests.
Yeah.
And then we're going to wrap the show up.
Sweet.
3 quick ones. Here we go. Number okay. 1.
Yeah.
There Will Be Blood. No Country for Old Men.
Oh.
No Country for Old Men.
I got it. There Will Be Blood.
Oh, damn. There's more to talk about here. The West Wing or The Newsroom?
Oh, my God. The West Wing.
Oh.
You have to choose the
Newsroom.
I have to choose one.
Have you seen The Newsroom?
No, I've never seen The Newsroom, so okay. I'll say The West Wing.
Yeah.
Sucks.
The West Wing.
Pawn Stars or Pond Stars?
Pond Stars.
Pond Stars. Even though we didn't talk about it, they have suspicious politics on Pawn Stars.
Oh, well.
But that's great. Okay.
Well, that's all the time we have. thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you guys for coming down. It was a real
you.
Blast
having
to have
us.
You guys here.
Yeah.
Where can people find you? Either online or live or whatever you want people to seek out.
You can search either of our names into YouTube, and all that'll come up.
See, most of our recent videos will be under Trevor Lyons YouTube.
But you're tagged in them all, so you can
I'm
still.
I'm tagging them, but my name's weirder, so.
So that'll work better. And then, for all you video makers out there, submit to Channel 101, and you can be part of the show, ny.channel101.com.
It's what UCB East is meant to be used for, which is a theater. It was built to be a theater.
It's true.
It is a theater.
It's historically a movie theater.
You get to see your your own, you know, work up in a theater, and it's lots of fun.
It's lots of fun.
You guys can find me down at the Little Gym of Brooklyn Heights. I want to overbring your babies. I'll teach them good.
All right. Thank you guys again for coming. This is a real blast. And we will be back next week in the same bat time and the same bat channel. You can find me on Twitter at Colby J. Smith. In the meantime, make sure you stay tuned for Points of Order. I said at the top of the show, this is the only sports talk show that should be on your docket if you can only listen to one. So stay tuned, check them out, and don't touch that dial for the rest of the day here on Radio Free Brooklyn. This has been Young Persons Radio with me, Colby Smith. I just paused. With me. Anyway, we'll be back next week. We'll talk soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
A bullet from the back of a bush.
My whole family is listening and texting during it.
A finger fired the trigger to his name.